I have to admit, I normally approach these connections with a degree of trepidation and, to be honest, self-doubt, wondering how they're going to go. This time, I'm simply massively excited, almost to a childish level, because we are absolutely stuffed full of world-class presenters, wargamers, games on show, and I just can't wait to get on with this. Why then am I talking to you? I just want to join a couple of dots between what happened last year and what is happening just now. So filling up the year that's been with a few perspectives, it won't be complete, I will miss things, but just a few things which I hope will be of interest. So this is, those of you who were here last year will remember the talk by Peter Perler on the momentum, the initiatives coming out of the US in terms of wargaming. I hope you can see that at the back, but it is just one of those initiatives from America. We were on, we thought, an up curve of what Peter Perler calls, I think, the sine wave of wargaming acceptance. So wargaming is up 1 year, and then it slides away again, and that's over his, whatever it is, 40-odd year career. So we were on an up curve. What's happened since then? That has continued, and if anyone's not aware of that website, fabulous resource, get onto it. And this is a very, very good article just explaining the rationale for wargaming so that the momentum continued. Back in the UK now, primetime television, some seriously important people putting their name to what was overtly called a war game. Doesn't matter what you thought about the programme, but it was a war game writ large. Primetime radio. This is Andy Marr, start the week, talking with Jane McGonigal, someone who I'm going to reference in the first presentation, talking about alternate reality games. So wargaming, gaming, gamification, absolutely becoming common parlance. Within the armed forces, experimentation, force development, and also training, manual simulation, wargaming, absolutely at the heart of all of our divisional level training, and also experimentation. I put in tri-service because that looks a little bit army. It's not. Wargaming is being applied across all three environments and even in logistics. So it is absolutely taking hold. Tom Moat doing a sterling job at Sandhurst. We talked last year about the importance of inculcating junior officers into wargaming before even they get to their units. So this is some feedback that Tom's had from the first iterations of introducing manual simulation wargaming to the cadets at Sandhurst. That is massively important and clearly has to continue. Captain Ed Farron, some of you will remember, gave a really good presentation last year, is just about to become one of the members of staff at Sandhurst, so this will continue. Ed couldn't make it today, but his slides, he's prepared just to show what's been going on, will be on the website with Tom. So getting into Sandhurst, massively important. Tom again, leading the way. The UK Defence Academy, the inaugural pilot course, Introduction to Wargaming. Again, another really important milestone, and the feedback from that, very good, hopefully will continue. Ably supported by Jim, and less ably by myself. So that again is a really important milestone. Connections North, Ottawa with Rex. A new addition to the Connections family. I've lost Matt. Wee, Matt, there you go. Your family continues to grow. For those of you who weren't aware, the original, i.e. the US Connections, has just happened, and you will see on Rex's website, Pat Sims, again, if you're not aware of it, please go find it, a report by Tom listing what happened at that conference. And reading that report, it sounded absolutely fabulous. So Connections goes, I think, from strength to strength. Okay, Phil, Zones of Control, please, the book. Just hitting the streets now, a large anthology of whatever it is, about 50-odd chapters, whatever they may be, by, again, world-class wargamers. This snapshot of a contents page is simply because it's got four of the people who are talking to us today. There are about a dozen out there in the audience who also contributed to that. So Zones of Control, if you're not aware of it, it's worth getting. The point I want to make, see who's published it. This is not a backstreet publication. MIT is absolutely world class. It's a big, good quality book. So it is absolutely getting mainstream recognition. The hobby side of wargaming, that's the recent current battles. It is clearly from a hobby perspective, but it is stuffed full of things that are useful for professional or people who use wargaming professionally. Look at some of the contributors. They're all here apart from Arrigo and Matthew, but they're part of the Connections community. On the back cover, Sebastian, where are you? Seb, at the back, will be showing urban operations this afternoon and this evening. That's on the back cover of a hobby magazine. But the people who were talking to Seb yesterday are army officers who are desperate to get their hands on urban operations. So the hobby side absolutely stepping up to the plate. Inside Battles, an article which I emailed, so hopefully some of you have seen it, from Rand, talking about their Baltic war game. So in a hobby magazine, actually one of the most significant war games that has happened recently is in a hobby magazine. So the hobby side absolutely stepping up to the plate. It's all good. And then potentially most significant of all, Camberley Kriegspiel, sponsored by General Andrew Sharp, who heads up Chaser, and designed by Phil Sabin and John DZ. John, are you with us? John? Okay, so these are the two designers now being taken forward and developed by Ivor Gardner, who most of you know. You couldn't imagine a better team. This, at the battle group level, as I understand it, is going down to battalion level, so will be issued, to battalion level. So every battalion in the army will have this, and that potentially is clearly of great significance. So, things seem, from my perspective, to be going well. So what? If we are still moving up Peter Perler's sine wave of wargame acceptance, we now must cement that position or risk wargame acceptance falling off down the other side of the sine wave. So the point I want to make to you now is on Thursday afternoon, the final breakout session, we will be looking at that, and we need your ideas, experience, crowdsourcing, to make sure that we cement wargaming continuing to rise up the sine wave. So I would implore you please to stay for that session if you can. If you can't, have a look at your program, figure out which group you are most applicable to, find the chair of that group, and please give your ideas today if you can't come in tomorrow. That is a really important session. And the final point is, after this conference, we will produce the normal survey, and that is Colin Marston, DSDL, and Tom, do that. Please, 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 fill it in. Let us know how to move things forward. That is really important. But immediately, that is where we are going to culminate and focus on. So that's where we've been. That's where we are. Welcome again. I think we will all enjoy today and tomorrow. That's all from me. Oh, sorry. No, it's not. Don't forget, that's what it's all about. That's what Matt set up. That is why we are here. Enough from me. Phil.
Right, just a few more words. For those who don't know me, I'm Professor Phil Sabin from the War Studies Department here at King's College, and I just wanted to welcome you on behalf of the department and behalf of King's College as a whole. This is the fourth year that King's has been hosting the Connections Conference. It's grown every year, and it's now at this, as you can see, enormous size, and that's, I think, thanks to the success of the format, and it's thanks to you for coming along and making it such an important event, because the clue's in the name, Connections. It's not just about people talking at you, it's about you talking and networking among yourselves. That's the secret of the thing. War Studies is proud to host the event tomorrow. You'll actually be hearing from a couple of my current students about their activities in the wargaming field, how they've earned lots of money from grant-giving agencies, and how they've used it within the courses here at King's. There's even wider ramifications of that. Graham was mentioning some of the many successes we've had. Just before the Warsaw Summit a couple of months ago, Tom and myself and others, Chris Tritt from RAND, for example, went to a conference in Poland that was organised by their junior defence minister, who was very taken with the idea of war games, partly, I think, because he studied here a couple of years ago and has taken that back to the strategic defence review that he's now organising. So there's so much going on, the connections are growing, and we want to maintain this momentum. A key part of that is more and more games. The feedback, the single most important element of feedback that we've had over the years has been less talking, more gaming. And we had an entire day of games yesterday, the mega game, with only 10 minutes of talking. And we have, as last year, two sessions of the Games Fair this afternoon and evening, and that's a key part of that. I'll be talking more about that after coffee, but that's a wonderful opportunity for you to get hands-on experience.